It's time for Let's Chat with Rustech, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustech. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat with Rustech. My name is Nick Russell, and today I want to continue the conversation and talk about funnels again. Now, not so much the actual funnel. I want to talk about follow-up funnels, what they are, and how you could use that to really start building relationships with your audience. Now, when I first read .com Secrets, I was absolutely blown away by the concepts that Russell Brunson was teaching, and not just .com Secrets, but all of his books, Expert Secrets and Traffic Secrets. But when I first started reading that, he made it so simple and so easy. And it kind of reminded me of one of the things I talk about when it comes to social media. A lot of people really overcomplicate things when social media is just so simple. It's all about just being social on social media. It's about having that conversation. It's about building that relationship. Now, that's exactly what the follow-up funnel is designed to do, is to build that relationship. And it kind of reminds me again of the story that I told about having a connection on LinkedIn, try to sell me his lead gen services. But he never had a follow-up funnel. He didn't have any software and he wasn't collecting any emails. So after kind of having a conversation and explaining to him this concept that I'm about to talk about today, it kind of opened up his eyes. It gave him that, you know, the light bulb going off above the head, the aha moment, or whatever you want to call it, right? And when I explained the entire thing to him, we started to talk a little more, and I kind of helped him with a few frameworks, and now he's using that himself, and he's blown away at how well it actually works. So obviously, if you're going to collect leads, you want to have a funnel, and you want to collect emails. Now, in order to ascend your audience up your value ladder, you want to determine who are the subscribers, who are the buyers, right? We talked about the phases of the funnel last week, on last week's episode. Now, in order to do that, you want to introduce yourself to your audience. You want to build that relationship and you want your audience to know who you are and how you can help them. And that's kind of where the follow-up funnel comes in. So if you get into one of our funnels, for example, and I have a simple lead magnet for you, you're going to get the email with the free download, or it could be a number of different funnels. It could even be Russell Brunson. If you get .com Secrets and you get his free book, it's going to, you know, send you the confirmation email, and you know your book's going to be on the way. But that goes up, that then puts you into another email sequence. Okay, so if you download one of my lead magnets, one of my free offers, you're going to get an email with that offer, that download, but then I'm going to put you into another series of emails. This is what Russell calls the soap opera sequence. A lot of people call it the opening sequence, whichever way you want to phrase it or call it. The soap opera sequence is designed to have 5 emails a day apart to really start building that relationship, really show your audience who you are. So the first email, you're going to set the stage. You're going to kind of talk about briefly who you are, but you really want to set that stage for the rest of the emails. Okay. Now the second email, that's kind of, you want to talk about who you are. Okay. You want to tell your backstory and you really, really want to grab a hold of them. So It's called the soap opera sequence. So think about watching the soap operas that are on during the daytime, or even any show that's on at night on TV. They kind of leave you with a story, and it kind of leaves you on a cliffhanger. There's a little bit of drama, and you want to see what's happening next week. So you want to stay tuned for the little spoiler clip at the end, or you really can't wait to see it. So that's kind of how you're going to design these emails. So you kind of start with a little bit of high drama and really kind of hook them in and tell your backstory a little bit, right? From there, that'll lead into the next day's email. That's the big aha moment. That's your epiphany. Okay. I want to do this for you. I can help solve this problem for you. I'm going to be able to fix this area of your business. And this was the epiphany that I had. This is how I can do it. This is how I learned or earned exactly what I'm going to teach you or show you or do for you, whatever the case may be, right? Now, that kind of leads into the next email where it's the hidden benefits. What are the hidden benefits of that epiphany that you can share with your audience? How are you going to really be able to help your audience in whatever it is you're going to do for them? And then that leads into the last email, which is the call to action. This is where they take you up on your offer. And this is kind of where you see who are the subscribers and who are the buyers. Because if you've got them hooked with this series of emails, as well as the content that you're putting out on all your different other platforms, but if they take that call to action, if they take you up on that next offer, you've qualified them now as a buyer. And they're going to that next step of your value ladder. So that's who you want to focus with. They now became a cold traffic. Now they're starting to become warm traffic. So now you could reposition different offers and send them different things. And you don't have to send them through this sequence again. They'll get put on a different list and they'll be a little bit easier to market to because they're already buyers. They can already see the value that you're going to give them, right? So really, that's all I have for you. I really want to just touch on that first follow-up funnel. And then we're going to dive into a whole bunch more that kind of follows the same path just to show you how amazing funnels actually are. And speaking of funnels, I want to really help you out and really get you started with them. So on the next little tidbit after I sign off here, I'm going to tell you exactly how I'm going to get you ClickFunnels for free for 14 days and how I'm going to build you your first funnel absolutely free. So with all that said, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode and I can't wait to chat with you again next week. Hey everybody, hold up one second. Now, you just heard me talk about how amazing funnels are and how well they can actually work, but I don't want to just tell you, I want to show you. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to give you a ClickFunnels account free for 14 days, just so you can see how amazing ClickFunnels is. And even better, I'm going to build you one funnel absolutely free. I'm going to build you a funnel so you can start generating leads and building your email list so you can better serve your audience. So all you have to do is head to info.rustechmedia.com/free funnel, and that's all yours. I can't wait to build your next funnel.